Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I don't like
the thumbnail.
Right, can I just say, yeah, you both moaned about a thumbnail that you've just decided to wade in on as we go live.
Good tech.
Like, I'm happy to have some feedback, some instructions. Right. It's a collective effort on this channel, okay, as you well know.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we've spent years.
Feedback. Yeah. The fuck's all that about? A United
Mate,
England?
I'm a United and an England fan.
We've spent years.
And I have been for days.
Yeah. He's been an England fan since the third goal against Ukraine.
Exactly. That's it. It's true.
So alive, to be fair. You know what it is? Jay's been like, fuck, I might miss out on something. Fucking hell, I better get on board.
It was when they were all in the streets.
I'm not
the
joking,
other night.
That's what I said to
you. You seen Northern Quarter the other night?
I seen the DJ.
Fucking hell.
Ironing board.
Mate, come on.
A little bit of me fan went, I'm missing out here because I don't feel that.
But are you really not an England fan?
No, I just don't feel it. So it's authentic. I'm not going to pretend because you fuckers at home want me to. It ain't me. So I don't feel it.
I want them to win and I want them to do well. But you see, like I can see that picture of the 2001 shirt and that. That was the last England shirt I bought.
Really?
Like, that was the last real time.
I used to be
England and United, I supported them the same. Probably but as I've grown up, it's just, probably I don't know. I'm liking it to the Olympics. Like, I watch Mo Farah and I want him to win. But if he loses.
Yeah, I said this to someone the other day. It might have been Joe, actually. I was like, how's the fucking England volleyball team getting on? And he was like, I don't know. I was like, well, don't you support England? And that's the thing. But people go, but you like football. And I go, well, yeah, but that's not my team.
But I think what this team has done is people that feel like us or have grown to feel like us, a lot of them have been brought back into the fold because of this team. And because of, like, I disagree with a lot of maybe Gareth Southgate's tactics, selections or whatever, but he has done a lot for this country in terms of uniting everyone behind this football team again. Now, it's true, though.
I know what you mean. But I'm with that. And I think he's made it. This team's almost likable. And it's never been like that for me.
Yeah,
I've never been able to get behind John Terry as England captain or Steven Gerrard.
Oh, nah.
Not having it, mate.
Half
not a chance.
Of me didn't want them to win a trophy just so he didn't get it.
No, I didn't.
I'm here for that bitterness.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have that at the moment. There's no one in that team at the minute where I go, oh, I'd rather lose everything than you actually be happy.
Like, even Jordan Henderson, a Liverpool player, I don't hate him the way I don't dislike
Gerrard. Is it racist if you make the Asian guy bring in tea?
No.
What colour is that?
What's this?
Mine.
Oh, right. I know what he's going to say when he says that.
That one's mine.
Look at this colour.
Where's mine?
Can't talk about race like that.
Look at this colour.
Don't tip it up, lunatic.
That's like milk.
It looks like
Don't you worry about my brew.
Hey.
It looks like milk and he's dipped his ball bag in it.
Well, that's where the flavour
different
comes from.
Different type of teabagging
that. Salt. Why do you think teabagging's the name?
Hey.
Think about it.
Thank you, mate. You're such a good lad.
Has he just given us...
Why has he got a black kit?
Have you based it on the complexion of the people that are having the cups
Our drinks match our complexion, look.
It's like, there you go. Yeah, that's how he's remembered it.
That was a bit freaky.
he's given Steve a glass of milk.
There's a racism lesson in brews.
Yeah, there you go. Bringing the country together by hot drinks.
Oh, I spilled it.
Oh, man. Anyway, but yeah, this team is a lot.
Anyway, fucking.
There's a lot there's a lot more to like about this team. I want them to do well, and I want them to win the trophy. And even like, imagine how much this country would just be buzzing for a week. They'd all be back to hating each other again later. But
it would.
It'd just be good at it.
You see a lot of like non-football fans really ride this sort of stuff. And maybe it's that. Maybe I just hate going with the flow.
Did you not get behind it in 2018, though? Because that's when that reminded me a little. I think you might have said it when you sort of went off things with the Beckham and the Neville and the Ronaldo stuff. And I get that. Yeah, and the Terry stuff. And it jaded me a lot with England, because I used to be quite a big England fan, because my dad is, and I sort of got my football thing from him with United and England. But then I went off him. But then in 2018, it felt a bit more like, well, we were winning games, so I started supporting them again.
Yeah, I remember watching.
We got to the semi, I wanted to get involved.
I watched them at some fan events and I enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely enjoyed
them. I can enjoy a day out.
And imagine, like, England get to the final.
Yeah, I'm there for you.
England get to the final. In our lifetimes. Yeah. I don't know, are you?
I was too young to remember.
None of us have seen that.
Yeah.
None of us have seen it. What happens, like, you know how all these news channels have like a state of events if one of the royal family pop their clubs?
Oh God, for about
like
a week.
What happens if England win a tournament? What do we do? Oh, is there a trophy parade? Where is it? Is it everywhere? Do they have to drive up the motorway? Yeah, we know where it is.
You know where it is.
You know, I ain't going though. But will there be one?
I believe it's called Trafalgar Square.
Would there be one?
Yeah.
With COVID.
Well, here's the thing. If they just waited a week, June 19th is supposedly all them July. Fucking rules go out. Sorry, July 19th, all them rules are out the fucking door.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't put it past the Tory government to go, you can have your parade 20th of July.
Yeah.
And it's going to go off and then we're all locked up again for September.
That's the sort of thing they do, don't it? And everyone would be like, yeah, sound.
I think I need to ruin this hangover anyway.
Yeah,
I love that some people will be watching us like, oh, arrogant England fans think they want it already when we're not. It's not that deep. But even like for Maguire.
Well, this is the thing I was getting at the thumbnail that you all hate. Is this England team also its three best players, and don't start throwing Raheem Sterling at me, are United players?
Luke Shaw, Harry Maguire,
yeah.
Sam Johnson.
Yeah, or practically United player. I know he's not signed yet with Jadon Sancho as well after that performance against Ukraine.
Oh, I thought you were thinking about Marcus Rashford.
Pre-medical.
Don't worry. Marcus is saving himself for the final. Don't you worry about that.
I know. I think, you know one of the things Southgate does? The team annoys me at the time. Yeah, when Jack Grealish ain't in it, I get angry. Yeah. But like, which is fair. But you know what I think he's doing? He's giving everyone. I think Rashford starts the next one. It's like he's making everyone play.
Right, because everyone was going mad.
And if Rashford's injured and he's there, and he can't play.
Fucking Saka would have played over Sancho the other day if he hadn't been injured.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
I don't know. It felt like a little bit convenient now. Like, he's got a little knock.
Now I think Sancho's head was gone.
Do you reckon?
Not at all.
I do. I think his head was gone.
It might explain why United announced it mid-tournament. So you're like, right, I should have fucked up. Go when you think.
It could have been a case that, like, it's not that.
Go when you think. Because
Gareth Southgate said in an interview,
fucking pre-season tournament are you fucking about? Yeah.
Go on, just throw it up and get it out.
Gareth Southgate said in an interview, the lads aren't leaving.
21st of June.
Who's got the bag? He said in that, no one's leaving for talks, but you can't stop their phones ringing and all that.
Yeah.
And you can imagine Sancho's phone might have been popping off for a week.
Yeah.
And then that day when Rashford tweeted yes is probably the day when it was all done and dusted and Sancho had finally relaxed and got Marcus's phone and did that.
Can you imagine him?
Fabrizio Romano was there like,
no! I wonder if they are roommates.
They blatantly went like, go on.
Yeah.
Shall I? Go on.
Yeah.
So we are.
What's the worst thing that happened? How many people thought you? Like 10 million? Yeah. Just fucking do
probably
it.
Won't even notice. Won't even, yeah. Just delete it.
Me and you were...
Because honestly, and if I see Marcus, I'll be like, you didn't get fucking hacked.
Of course he didn't, man. Come on. Everyone knows that. Even when he was tweeting, like, I got hacked or whatever, a little hack, he was like, he's obviously joking about that, wasn't it? Do you know what I mean? But it was sick, that the way they between them, they announced it. Do you know what I mean? All about that. But no,
imagine if it doesn't happen now. gets what, injured.
Sancho, don't say that. Was it rude? It was almost done. The first time, like, obviously, we got him in the end.
Screamed.
But it was like.
Did his medical and they went, your knee's fucked. And went, no, he ain't.
That happened to you, mate, isn't it?
Also, you were training, but he's good. Fucked it.
Paul Ince was telling you that, wasn't he, as well?
Which one?
Which Paul Ince? Yeah, no, he went for his medical. It was all done, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And then his medical, Jim McGregor, I think, was felt his groin and went, he went, oh, that hurts a bit. And he was like, right, it's off.
And then Fergie was like, that's not right here. Because he's playing every week.
Yeah.
Surely he's all right. But players always carry knocks.
That's mad, that, like, isn't it? Like,
you always got to type something. I mean, look at Marcus Rashford. I don't think he'd pass a medical.
Probably wouldn't. The thing is, a lot of the medicals are there, just not necessarily a pass or fail thing. It's a what's going on with you sort of thing. So if they're aware of some stuff, they don't. You can still pass it with like no knees, because they knew you had no knees.
Mm.
So they're signing you off based on the fact you've got no knees.
Well, it's when you think someone's move,
yeah. It's like when you go and buy a new car and then you open the bonnet, it's now in there, and you go, I thought I had an engine. It's all the same, mate.
Remember, people used to do things like that on eBay.
I never got it.
Like, advertise. Yeah, like, just trick you with the wording of the title of the product.
Like, 10 lighters or whatever, and it'd be a pack of 10 maxis or some shit.
When eBay first popped off, I know some guys that are just doing all sorts of crazily illegal stuff. What? Like, you could put things on there, people send you money, and you don't even have to send them out. Mads were killing it.
Yeah, there was all sorts of scams going on, weren't there? Like, with rare coins and stuff. Like, you could sell like rare 50p's and it was just a 50p.
Yeah, but the thing is, though,
it's rare in my house, I'm broke.
50p, 20 quid, and people are buying it, it's like just a normal 50p. It's like, what the fuck is that?
What the fuck's all that about, though?
What, rare 50p's?
Yeah,
stuff?
I mean, like how much is this worth? 50 fucking p, mate.
It says it on there.
The debate, bro.
Nah, but like the ones that aren't like, and also,
I got a bit of toast.
I've looked into it and it's like,
looks like Cantona kicking a fan.
I've got a collection.
Was it worth fuck all?
Like a real one?
Yeah, I got like the, even there's some recent ones have like, oh, who's the artist? He did the rabbits and shit. You know, the rabbits, fucked up rabbits with no ears. Now, what is it? Old school geezer, wrote some books.
Roald Dahl?
Nah, rabbits were in it.
Shakespeare?
Chaucer?
Nah. But there's some coins with rabbits and stuff
Enid
like
Blyton.
That.
Enid Blyton, Beatrix Potter.
Might have been him.
Right.
Yeah, I got some of them.
As you can see, we're quite literary on here.
You can buy some of these coins, though. It's weird.
I know. You can. But like you say, half of them, like even the ones that are rare are worth like 80p instead of 50p. Like, it's like, what the fuck?
Them fucking the guy that sold an invisible sculpture.
What?
Like 1.8 million or something he sold it. Invisible sculpture.
Do you remember when Banksy sold that thing that just deactivated as soon as the auction was over?
Yeah.
That was cool, isn't it?
Did you see that?
Still cool. I mean, not on your wall. It's still fucking cool, to be fair. Because you're like, Banksy had my pants
down.
Did
you see the one he sold him? He sold him in the street in New York for like £10 or something each. And it was actually him with his...
Peter Rabbit,
yeah, in that bitch. Yeah, just... I don't know. Yeah, thank you.
Like, you can legitimately just go to one of these fucking arty-farty art installations and just put an untied shoe on the floor and fuckers will stand around it.
Especially if
you're
like, you're a known, if you're a proper artist.
It's going to be, what if there's loads of coins of like, there's one with Marcus Rashford.
There is going to be.
Of course there's going to be.
Yeah. Mate, it's going to be
on the back of all them fucking magazines that fall out of the newspapers.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Remember them? And the plates.
£5.99 fucking thingy.
John Wayne plates. My nan had loads of them. I don't know why. You end up paying £150 for a £5 plate just because you're paying it 20p a week.
EX says, don't want to listen to this woman talk. Well, fuck off then!
What was the super chat as well? You ignored.
This woman talk.
Football Obsession says, how are we, lads? Bit Scouse that.
Scouse
is like, how are we?
Can we?
He's a proper man, Kim.
We should have a show called Loose Men.
That's a Scouse phrase. Right. Oh, are we, ladies? Oh, fuck off.
No, he's not Scouse. I don't want him to.
The Amazing Trio, The Origins. Fucked you right off there, Joe. The podcast will be uploaded, but
Jimmy's comment's good.
Jay,
you fought for the country, but you won't support the football team.
I spoke to that last week. Yeah, I'll be out there at tomorrow. Nice one.
You hear that?
Go on.
Jimmy goes, you fought for the country, but you won't support the football team.
It's almost like they're not related.
Funny though. It is funny. It's a funny comment. It's a funny comment. So what? Did you sing God Save the Queen? Did you have to do stuff like that in the army?
No.
It's weird, isn't it? Like,
Can we have a better national anthem?
Why is it, right? I know I ask this all the time, but why
Talking
is it?
Talking the hardest. Wonderwall.
Wait a minute.
Something different.
Gigs and all that.
Mm.
So. why is it,
O'Reilly from the
why is it for the Olympics?
Out here in the field.
Why is it for the Olympics?
England.
Ignore him. Land of Open Glory is the song.
That's a good one as well.
Yeah, but why is
Land
it for the Olympics?
Land of Open Glory is a banger.
Yeah, that's a banger. For the Olympics, when I went to, well, not the Olympics, Commonwealth Games, that was the song they sung for England. And then.
At the Rugby League, they've done a couple of different.
Rugby League.
Go on.
Real Britannia is definitely one of them.
Real Britannia. Yeah, I like a bit of that.
Nah.
Why? It's better than the God Save the Queen.
Nah.
Do you know what I mean? Main overalls, come on then.
It's slow.
Yeah.
It's like the words are a bit long. God save. Like, do you know when you're at primary school? Good morning, Mrs. Barley.
It feels very empirical, doesn't it? I can't be fucking with that.
That's
shit.
What I mean.
It's like when you go to...
Like the Italian ones are fucking banger. French ones are banger.
French ones are banger.
Yeah, but you don't know what they're singing about, innit?
Yeah.
It's like we would probably feel the same if I knew what that meant. Like, you know that Belgian national anthem is probably about some crud that they've done around the world somewhere. You know it. And you've got people King like Lukaku and singing that.
Like, just desiccating.
Talking about how many bodies they've got. The
continent of Africa for about five centuries.
People forget about that about Belgium.
Oh, mate, Belgium went under the radar with some of their shit.
Not of Africa.
No, they didn't, to be fair.
And the French. Really French have been out here.
They fucking carved that ass. Shit up.
Is it you,
America got to Vietnam and we're like, yeah. French were like, we got here French first, bruv.
Trust me, this is a bad idea. You don't want to do this. America's like, we'll be all right.
That Vietnam doc is pretty sick.
Is it?
On Netflix.
Vietnam was a mad one. Like, they just conscripted everyone. Was like, I'm a doctor. Cool, now you're infantry. In you go. Hope you fucking last 3 or 4 days, because no one else is.
Yeah, they were fighting some mad guys.
So
as well.
Over the weekend, it was the anniversary of the Somme. Fucking absolute England nuts are going to get well hard as I'm talking about this. So the Somme was a bad day at the office, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, is this the First World War, yeah?
First World War, 1916. Basically, the French were getting absolutely twatted at Verdun, which is a massive fortification that the Germans just rocked the fucking lights out of with artillery. They wanted to try and get through to try and protect them because they was getting fucking shafted. I think that's the terminology that everyone was using at the time in 1916.
Yeah.
So they decided to go with this offensive for the Somme. And I've been to the battlefields in Belgium and stuff like that around Ypres and Passchendaele and where Flanders Fields was wrote and a few of those things. It's a fucking eerie place. And seeing some of the trenches that they were in as well, it's mental. But the first day of the Somme, talking about a fucking bad day at the office, the first day of the Somme, 60,000 were lost, with 19,000 killed day one of the Somme. One little spot, one little fucking like hedgerow wood, 60,000 fucking people. And as they were sending them over the top, they were telling them to fucking walk because running is dangerous, right?
Walk towards gunfire, basically.
Machine gunfire, yeah. Some point, the German gunners were just like, what the fuck, man? Because they were just absolutely massacring them. In the end, there was about 800,000 lost. For about 1.4 mile gained. It's insane.
Have you seen like Blackadder goes forth?
Yeah.
And the mate Joe's done it, you know, got a new tactic.
Entire way through.
Yeah, is it to walk towards your enemy very slowly? Yeah. And that's the sort of shit that we're doing.
Yeah.
It's just fucking scary.
The mad thing is, they went from essentially like Waterloo, where they fought in like columns and like squares and things like that, and with cavalry and all that kind of shit, to this absolute like fortification and industrialization with machine guns and things, where they now had to just start being in trenches and the artillery was just fucking off the scale. And like, we were basically the start of the First World War, the first attack was done with swords. Joe going curly finger, what the fuck is
no,
this?
No, I'm just, you know, I know. I didn't realize.
I like this.
I didn't realize.
Salt and a stout, not
I think we need to do drunk history with Steve. That'd be better.
Without the drunk bit.
Drunk history would be good as well. We should do that.
All right.
Get Andy Tate pissed. Oh my God.
We got a super chat
from Firas, who says, thanks for all the quality content, lads. Keep it going. Peace from Palestine. Shout out you, bro.
Yes.
People are saying Adam's bored.
you can never guess.
Disciple of Ollie said, Battle of Somme was won by the Canadians.
I don't think it was won. I don't think anyone can call that a fucking success, to be honest.
mate. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Canadians coming in there.
Absolutely.
I'm too selfish to go to war because I'd just be like, if I die, we haven't won this because I'm dead, bruv.
Imagine if everyone had that attitude.
Like, yeah, that would be my attitude. That's why I would never.
Depends what the war is. Like, no disrespect to you. Like, I know what you did. But I wouldn't be about going over there and doing that, what you did. Not a fucking chance.
It's certainly not as fucking alley as World War II.
Yeah,
was.
But like World War II, when they're coming, like, you know.
Me and Joe said this. World War II had the best villains, best uniforms.
That's what I mean. And I could do a bit of that.
It's the best franchise.
Yeah, definitely.
Eduardo Camavinga talking about.
He's on every front.
Lads, I'm not going to lie, yeah.
Where is this coming from?
Feels too good to be true.
I don't know a lot about him.
25 from what I've read, million looks very pounds.
Good. That looks like a bargain as well. It's 18.
25 million pounds. 25 million.
If we pull him off.
Literally.
is he
that's what it, if that's what it takes.
Yeah. And Varane and Sancho in one window. It's not a bad window. What? It's about 1,000% better than what I thought it'd be.
Do you still think that, or do you think that this is going to alleviate the pressure on the Glazers then? Because without being funny about it, we know the fickle nature of football.
No, some of the online.
Do you think there's going to be like the same sort of energy towards protesting against the owners when the games start again this season, next season, I should say, as there was at
sadly,
the end of last
no,
season?
I don't think they will. If they smash the window, I was saying it. I was half joking when I was saying it, but it's like the Glazers want to quieten down all of this. If they just went bananas on the transfers, a lot of people would calm it down. Now I don't think anyone sitting at this table would, but people would.
I think like, obviously some like, people would, but then other people would think you might have made these signings. Now I'm going to get louder, like just to prove a point. You know
I
mean?
And I hope that'd be me. And I hope that's the case. And I remember people saying like, "They're good owners. Look at what they've invested." Like
invested. I hate hearing that word when you hear about the Glazers. Invested. They've never invested. We've all spent more money on Manchester United than any of the Glazers. Literally, they haven't spent one penny
also,
of their own money on United.
It'll be the first time we have fans back in the stadium.
Camavinga was born in Verdun, apparently. I don't know if that's true.
He knew that. He knew that. That's why he went down that route that he did, didn't he? See, he's not as daft as he looks.
So also, like last weekend was the anniversary.
First, we'll have fans back in the stadium. So it'll be the first opportunity. Obviously, we did something in the stadium, but it'll be the first opportunity to do it in a stadium on a match. Well, that was on a match day. The first opportunity
go on, you
to
can
do
this.
It in a
on a match day, in a stadium
a
against
day,
Leeds United
game.
In the Premier League.
Those United fans breaking their rules.
I don't know. The thing is with these protests as well, some of them are like organic little protests that go on their own. You know, like the training ground one. Mm. That wasn't thousands of people that went on social media and it was all arranged. That was like 24 lads or whatever going down there, obviously messaging each other, going down there and doing what they did. A lot of the protests when it, you know, focused on the getting the game postponed at Old Trafford, but a lot of it was down at Lowry, wasn't it? Because that's where you're stopping the team from getting to the ground. So you just don't know whether people who did those types of protests are going to go, well, all right, we're okay with the transfers now. Doesn't
also
have to be like 20,000 of you or 10,000 of you.
Beyond the transfers, there's that dialogue that the club have started with supporters groups and stuff.
Yeah.
It's probably more important to look at that and reactions to those promises made rather than transfers.
No,
because if anything, that dialogue is probably more important to keep an eye on and see if the club uphold their promises, don't. Because if they don't, then I imagine those groups would then look to restart.
Why wasn't that broadcast? Don't fucking brag about having 600 million fans and invite 11 people to chat about this football club.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem they'd have, I get where you're coming from, and you know, I would certainly, we'd have all loved to see it. And we spoke to a lot of people that
AJ
were there.
AJ said he was kidding.
What?
Camavinga wasn't born in.
Oh,
Verdun.
He's done us all there.
He never done me because didn't even know where Verdun was.
Do you know what I mean? Horrible. But I think if it was live, they'd have not done it because they can't control what people are going to say.
No, I'm not saying have it live and comments like this and be like,
no, I mean like
Joel Glazer, like, hang on, hang on, Marshallism says, fuck off and die, you prick.
We've got a super chat. He says, why don't
we? No, I don't mean like that. I mean like you
drive
can
your
have
car off a cliff.
You can have the people present that are present, the representative most and TRA and things like that, but broadcast it for the rest of the fan base to observe.
Oh right, okay, right. Just an but that's what I mean though. You don't know what one someone from the TRA is going to say.
So?
Like, they could go off in the deep end and say, I've had enough of this, and start going, yes, out, and then that's broadcast to all the fan base to see.
Okay, well, Maybe don't do it live. Right. Do it on a delay.
All right. Yeah, fair
enough. Put it out an hour later.
Yeah.
Put it out a week later. Put it out, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't no, just
I'm not,
be like,
I'm not against the idea of seeing it. I'm just saying why I don't think they'd go for it.
Because I know these people are representatives of the fans, but they're not the entire fan base of Manchester
United. Let's not forget as well, whilst I think you're right, there was 11 sort of reps that went for it. There was a few that didn't. I think there was two or three that weren't having it. So the vast majority of the representatives were having it. The people we spoke to, like Rick and Ian from Rick from the TRA and Ian from Must and that, you know, spoke to on the phone and stuff, said, like, you know, there was a vast majority are keen to do this and they see it as a step forward. There's a few that are like not having it. I just think that's the thing that worries me, is you're always going to get this sort of arguments within the fan base how we should do it, and that's
and again, sort of, but it's always the mystery and the unknown which makes people see their ass. So if you put it out there, people go, because I know a lot of these people get accused of being like in the club's pocket and this, that, and the other. But if you just go, well, here's the fucking conversation. Someone said a C-bomb halfway through, so we muted it, and we bleeped it. But like, that was the conversation that the club had.
That would help. That would help the fans. The fan reps, but I don't think the club themselves would want to do that, because it's not like they give a toss whether everyone hates the fucking reps. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but even like, we still don't know what Joel Glazer said about his football club. We've seen quotes, but sometimes a quote isn't a quote. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Sometimes the way you say something has a different meaning depending on the context of whatever's
been said. No, in our club, they'll probably accidentally post it like they posted that AGM thing they did that time. Do you remember? The Woodward one that was doing the rounds, because he forgot to take it off LinkedIn or wherever it was. So, don't hold your breath. It might pop up somewhere one day.
Mar said, tell me you've seen English Uncle Pat.
I haven't,
you know. Do you know what? I don't find them funny anymore.
What's that?
These videos on Instagram. I think I'm just...
very jaded with it all.
I'm just tired of football and everything.
That's a spirit.
It's killed me, this. Like, there's too much football, isn't it?
I don't know, you know. Because I feel like we've missed out because of lockdown and not going to the games as well. I know it's everyone's different, but that's a big part of it, isn't it? And now it's like, we haven't had all that. We've had to wait. And, the sort of 10,000 fans at Fulham or whatever didn't make up for that. So now I still feel like I'm missing something.
Who's filming him?
Filming who?
Paddy. Stick it in a little tripod?
I don't know. Do you know what? I like to ask as few questions about it all as possible.
It's
just really worrying. And also, like, from speaking to you, this is a guy we wanted as our director of football not long ago. And he's literally playing the bagpipes barefoot round his house. Do you know what I mean? And it's really?
All sorts of things, but no comments, the word I'm going to use.
It's like, what? Talking of the French, though, they've had another massive kickoff, haven't they? Which still seems to be going on.
Who, the French?
Yeah. Yeah, see, it was in like, France, we've not heard about it.
And we're bringing it in at Old Trafford?
Yeah, man.
We're going to get them all. We want a bit of fucking anger in the dressing room.
Yeah.
Get Pogba, Varane, and Camavinga in.
Yes, mate.
It's happened.
Because was it Rabiot's mum said something to Pogba's family, and they kicked off. And then someone said to Kylian Mbappe's family, you need to have a word with your son, stop being so arrogant.
Yeah, Mbappe's a waste man, bro.
I know, but still. I
don't get Mbappe, you know. Who does he think he is?
What, missing? What
not the penalty. Like, it's just, who do you think you are, bro?
Well, if I'm not being funny. If you're 22, whatever he is, and you've been told by everyone you're the greatest player on the planet, that might just sink into your head a little bit. And you've won the World Cup, and you know what I mean? You're just tearing it up in France. You think, yeah, maybe I'm the dog's bollocks.
Every big game.
Don't we make fucking Axel Tuanzebe but come around and smack you about, you little fuck.
What is he all that?
I don't. Do you know what, though? It's one of those, like, maybe he's not, but should someone be saying that to his dad? Is that the way forward? Like, well, you've just been knocked out of penalties.
Your son's
shit! Yeah, like, is that what your dad needs to hear? Like, you won't have a word with him, mate, and tell him to stop being fucking shit. And now they've all kicked off, and apparently, yeah, it's not settling down. Which is what the French do, though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? In the football.
Did you see that the ocean was on fire?
Bro, world's ending real soon, you know.
Promising that for 20 odd years.
Nah, it is. 100%.
Give me your shit house.
I don't mind.
If that was going to happen, it should have happened the year before the Scousers won the title. Not now. Not now we've got Sancho.
Or you could say that was the catalyst. All I'm going to
say is Fergie retiring was the catalyst. Everything's gone tits up since then.
What happened kind of in the last 12 months? I mean, start of 2020 with fucking Australia being on fire. Yeah. Just roll that around your head. Then it was World War III for about 3 hours.
But have you seen them locusts flying about?
That's what I remember saying to him. All I mean, now is locusts, and he was like...
And in all your holy
there
books...
There has been locusts.
There's, yeah. there's stories like that, though. Every one of them. I don't know if every one of them I haven't read them all, but it's at least two of them.
What, that are hoax?
That there's going to be locusts and shit on fire and...
Aliens.
The seas
aliens
on fire.
Aliens happen, everyone will tell them to shut the fuck up.
Like, have you seen that South Park
like,
episode?
There are aliens, and everyone's like, go away.
It wasn't even like the top story, was it?
Where BP drilled the sea and they released Cthulhu, this like fire god. That's literally what happened.
Sorry.
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 Surav says, people call out managers when a player improves. Not heard a single appreciation for Ollie. Maguire and Shaw have been immense in the Euros. Not sure when we will end up acknowledging how good Ollie is. I think you just have.
Yeah, we've always backed Ollie here, haven't we? Do you know what I mean?
What's the latest Sancho news, says Redhead? What sort of flooring does he have in his bathroom? Does he have a gas barbecue or is it charcoal?
Has he found a house yet?
Oh, yeah, he's been house shopping on it, has he?
I know he bought a car last year because some of our lad had to go pick it up for him.
Yeah, but he could
have
done
that. Thought he was on last year.
For any reason, innit? Like, he goes to London a lot.
Yeah, but he's here.
Yeah, but a car can move down the motorway, you know.
I know, but it's like, we've been waiting here for
sometimes people buy cars from cities. That
I'm just saying.
He can only afford one car, though, Mac. If he's bought a car, that's it, man.
I think G-Wagons.
Did he get it on a lease or hire purchase? Or has he got sense? Because you don't want to go buying cars all out with your money.
Does young footballer have sense?
Yeah, but
you know the answer. No, they fucking don't.
Even if I'm on a footballer's wage, I ain't giving you all that money for that car right now.
No.
Lease it, innit? What are you doing, bruv? You take it off the forecourt, value's gone down. My dad told me this shit.
I'm sure that's their attitude as well.
It better be.
Like when they send someone probably to go and pick
it's
it up for
him. It's a week's wage.
More money than
sense. A week's wage.
You don't think about these things. You need a bit more. Call him in life. You should have a word with him and tell him.
You need a Gucci in your life. That's what you need.
I'd be interested to find out where he goes and lives, though. Because the club will be going, go to Hale, get birded up, stop being a fucking loon, and hopefully he goes, nah.
Eccles.
Deansgate. Apartment. Do-do-do-do.
Like, imagine if he does that.
I hope he does. I hope he goes fully fucking George Best in it. Just
no, I don't know about
why do you want that?
Yeah, I don't really.
Because
think that's
I
a
believe
good idea.
It brings out the maverick in you. Do you want me to go home at 9 o'clock and not read fucking books or watch films like Michael Owen, the fucking absolute wet wipe?
I don't think there's any danger of you ever.
You want him
like
fucking smashing.
Even
at
when
three,
Michael Owen was like
at three.
Winning Ballon d'Ors, he was still proper boring. He didn't become more boring. He was just like born boring.
You see him get nabbed recently?
Yeah, that's the most exciting thing he's ever
he's
done.
He's ever
it?
Done.
But even that was like Michael Owen, wasn't it, when he was like commenting on her saying tremendous.
Yeah. Now, what did he say? What were the...
That's the word he used to
tremendous,
describe.
Tremendous, by the way.
Yeah, tremendous.
By the way.
Yeah, by the way. It's not even
is this when
boring.
He was like begging for a lot of nude?
Yeah, I'll judge them. Send them over.
Yeah,
I'll
he
walk.
Said... And he, you know what? He never said, send nudes quick.
Yeah.
I'm having a wank.
Yeah.
He said, send 20 nudes.
Yeah.
So he specified a number, like... He can't
do
have
what?
Five because then it's not enough to judge.
Fuck if he's, she sent 20 and then he comes back and goes, 17 of them are tremendous.
Three, I don't think is your best work.
I think we need a little bit of work. Lighting on that one, a little bit out. I can see a reflection of the window in the back. You fucking drip.
I could see that turning your toilet in that one.
The girl's probably like, deleting his number. Oh, fuck off. Can't be doing this guy.
He's not. What was his other tweet before? I've never watched a film or something.
Yeah, like why was that like that stupid lie? When
how
he
can you
has,
not watch a film?
He obviously has watched lots of films. And
I've watched films by accident on planes. None.
Yeah. What? Why? Well, you have though, haven't you? And then like he'd be tweeting about films. It's like he's so thick, you can't even keep up that facade. That's stupid anyway. It's not even.
What do you think that made him
Patterson's
look cool?
Got to like
I know.
21.
Like I've never watched a film.
Patterson's got to like 21 and watched 4 films. So did Cam. And
but do you think
that.
Owen thought that made him look cool?
I don't
I have
know.
No idea.
I think it made him. Yeah. I think, yeah, he's probably thought, I'm proper boring, I need a bit of a personality, I know what I'll do, I'll just pretend I've not watched any films.
It's not a personality.
I know, and I was like, well, what the fuck are you talking about? Yes, you have, you was even tweeting.
Most lads, like, smashed 10 birds last weekend. He's like, never watched a film.
I didn't watch a film. You might have smashed 10 birds, I didn't watch any film. Fucking lunatic. Hey. Hey, watch out for this guy. Hey. You non-film watching motherfucker. What the fuck? Can we get him on so I can just go, mate, what the fuck?
Do you remember when he killed a rabbit as well?
At least Cavani killed...
And he took a picture with him.
At least Cavani stopped the curse.
He took a picture with him. Let me find
Jesus that, Christ.
What, he killed a rabbit?
Yeah, he killed
mate,
a rabbit.
Mate, that sounds like the thing Michael Owen would do as well, man. He's just so big.
Was it an accident? Did he fucking even bore it to like, death? Yeah. What, was he even talking to it? Was he trying to chat it up?
He went to the pet shop to buy
you
a rabbit.
On screen? It's not actually a picture, so we'll get it.
Spoke to him in a bit.
Try and give it fucking life advice. Huh? Speaking of which, have you seen Jeremy Clarkson's The Farm?
Oh, mate. Oh, Will Brady was
fucking
on the back.
Really good.
Oh, I'm not.
Do you know what I've found? Yeah, you know, like them three, those three people.
What's he laughing at?
What are they called? Richard Hammond and James May. And
yeah.
I don't like any of them individually. Yeah,
right.
But you stick them together, and they're fucking great.
Right. Okay.
Do you know what I mean? I think it's probably like us.
Yeah. That's a fair comment. I'm not really a massive Jeremy Clarkson fan, to be honest with you, but
No, mine. Yeah. I think he's a massive cunt. Yeah. But I love his show.
Why it's good is because it's real. Right. Like he has a farm. Spoiler alert, right? So he gets like a few animals and he's like planting seeds. He obviously buys a Lamborghini tractor and then he gets the piss ripped out of him by like the farmhand that he gets. Like it's too big. You can't fucking do half the jobs you need to do with it. Like you're just a fucking idiot. But then like he has some sheep that are ill. So they go, right, we'll get the abattoir around and we'll fucking tech him. And he's like, right, all right. And then he has to fill loads of paperwork. It's quite mad how much paperwork you got to do for three fucking sheep. And he's like, I'll just go say see you to him. The guy goes, I might be a bit late for that. And he's like, they're dead already. And he's like, yeah, kind of what we do around here. And he starts crying and he's like, but it's real.
Right,
it's a real moment. And you see him like fucking, you know, birthing fucking lambs and all sorts. He's actually really fucking good.
Jeremy Clarkson gave birth to a lamb.
Yep.
You see.
I think we have... You got something coming on screen.
Just ran over a rabbit, devastated. That's worse than my rabbit story. It's not, says Joe. But like, do you know what I mean? Why would you tweet that?
Like, he just literally just done it as well. First thing you did, I'm going to go on Twitter and tweet
just
about this.
Over and let
yeah, they'll just let everyone know.
Fucked up a rabbit.
Yeah, devastated.
What the fuck?
Do you remember The Farm when it was a celebrity show?
Is that the one where they used to like...
That's where Rebecca
Luz was. Rebecca Luz was... Yeah, was tossing off a pig. Yeah, I remember that.
How did you do it, Jay?
What am I going to have to do on this? You might have to wank a pig off. Well, I'm sure there's no negative connotations for that. Just do it.
This is the sort of shit...
Why am I in here?
Before there was YouTube.
For allegedly wanking David Beckham off. So...
Come on. Allegedly, yeah.
How much would they have to pay you to toss off a pig on national television?
How much? I'm not doing it for anything less than 20 quid. I'm being serious. Mate, seriously. I've got three kids to feed. Do I look like some sort of mug? Offering me 15 and that? Not a chance.
Jade,
I knew he was going to say it. And it's fucking dumb as hell. Fuck.
We all know being sincere as well. And what about you? Is your standards a little bit higher than mine?
Yeah, it's about $5,000.
$5,000?
In fact, no, do you know what? I was offered
was
$5,000
for that.
To be on with a fucking YouTuber I don't like.
Yeah,
said,
that's
no.
True. Yeah,
like,
you yeah, have a bit more pitiful seed than I am. What about you, Macca?
I don't have to wank him off either.
To wank off a pig. First off, that's haram.
What the fuck?
That's a rob.
So's fucking Guinness, shut up.
Not allowed to eat them. You're definitely not allowed to toss it off.
Is that like written?
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you know what I mean? Have they bothered to write that like, in but, like any religious text?
I didn't eat it. I just jack it.
Like, we better just put this in just so they're clear on this. When we say you can't eat it, we also mean you can't do this to it as well. Just so you're clear. Just in case there's any grey areas here.
Yeah, and Guinness
if you're
halal,
talking
way,
five
lads.
Figures, you're looking high five figures, close to six figures. I'm expensive, broad.
Yeah, me. I'd love to be at the levels where I can be that fussy.
Oh, God. Jay has just won the internet, says Addy.
Yeah.
The delivery on that was
the
perfect.
Respect of everyone.
Flawless. Absolutely
thank
flawless.
You. Well, what we're here for.
You know what's funny? Do you remember last time you made an inappropriate joke? Is one now probably getting cancelled?
Yeah.
RSPCA will be at it.
Right, you think this is funny? Masturbating pigs for £20. It's not funny at all. Come on, man. Yeah, you nearly... It was right.
We've gone from the World Cup to finishing off a pig.
Nice. That's how we roll.
It's a day for England fans, isn't it?
it's a good day for David Cameron.
We always forget this, so what I'll do it. Wally of the Weeks.
Whoever the fuck fucking drove into the fucking oil pipeline on the Gulf of Mexico.
Whoever drove into it.
Drove into it?
I don't know. Whatever they did.
Don't drive into the sea, bro.
Fucking hell.
Was it an accident?
Took a wrong turn here. I've ended up fucking 20 leagues under the sea.
Just fucking dinged it a bit. Now the ocean's on fire. I reckon the fish are getting cooked. I've had a cooked fish just like swimming away. Like.
100%. I'll tell you how I know this for a fact. Once, yeah, I've told this story before. Once, yeah.
Not Friday.
I got left at home alone when I was about 9, 10.
Is this a problem, Charles?
I was starving, yeah. I was playing football outside. I ran in the house. And I thought, oh, I know, fish finger sandwich would be good. Put it under the grill. But that day, my mum was cleaning the fish tank out and put the fish in the kitchen in a bowl. So I've got out now.
If you're not getting cancelled for wanking a pig off, you're definitely getting cancelled.
I've gone out. I was a kid.
Grilling
you get
your
away
own
with
goldfish.
Someone probably make a GoFundMe for me. So I've gone in, put them under the grill, boom, boom, boom. Gone out, bruv.
Gone out.
Forgot about the fish fingers. Gone back in about 2 hours later.
2 hours later?
So hot in the house, yeah. Like, steamy windows everywhere, condensationed up. And the water in the fishbowl was hot, and the fish were dead.
He is a problem child.
I swear to God, that is a true story.
Every story he tells about his childhood.
I don't tell no lies.
He was 22, no!
I wasn't 22, I promise. I was about 10.
I feel so sorry for his mum and dad. I feel, oh my God, another one of these stories.
Dad shouldn't have left.
I boiled the fish. Let me tell you about the time I boiled my goldfish. This is a funny tale.
Yeah, so that totally relates to boiling the ocean, you're right.
It's true. I reckon for miles away, there's fish getting burnt, bro.
Boiling.
That sea is hot as fuck, bro. It's like my kitchen.
There is a method to his madness, though. Like, genuinely, he's probably right. We don't know, like, how far that spread and caused drama.
I guarantee at least 50 miles away,
yeah,
there's some fish going, he's fucking hot in it.
Are you sweating? I'm sweating.
I'm warm, mate. I mean, I like it warm, but it's too warm for me. Hey, it's not going on? Is cracking that, flags.
Is this water bubbling? Trust me. And the closer you get, you know how you're supposed to boil a lobster slowly, innit? Is it a lobster slowly? A frog? Yeah, you're not supposed to boil a frog, are you?
Apparently that's a lot of bollocks and they definitely feel it. Like, they don't jump out because they don't recognise. Apparently there's something in, like, there's... lobsters or something like that, or something, if you heat the water up with them inside it, they don't realise and don't jump out. But, like, lobsters scream when you put them in boiling water. It's insane what people do for food. And the thing is, like, people... Joe, if you go, yeah, I made some lobster yesterday, people will go, oh, cool. You go, oh, I boiled a fucking cat in my kitchen yesterday, people will be like, are you, like, off your head? It's still a fucking animal.
Yeah, but what's the difference between us eating a chicken and them eating a lobster?
Yeah.
He's picked the driver that drove into the sea, apparently.
Or Jermaine Jenas.
You know who it is?
That's a tapping.
That dickhead that was at the Tour de France.
Or him.
Go on.
She's a legend. You not seen it?
She's a legend, but she's
got three
dickhead.
People go past this woman with a big fucking sign, and then the fourth guy hits her, and then the rest of the fucking...
But she's leaning. She's leaning into the road with her sign, which says, like, hello, grandma and grandpa. Fucking hell. Yeah? And then...
Wipes out
all
bar like three of the fucking whole of the.
Do you know how
France?
They look? Do you know, like, after something bad really happened in like a war zone and that, there was pictures of bikers on the floor. Like, what's just happened? Like, fucking hell! Like, trust me.
She's ledge. She's not Wally the Week. She's a genius.
She's sick as cyclist.
Hey, yeah, she's made that all about her. Right, so that's your one. You said Jermaine Jenas, didn't you?
What did Jermaine Jenas say the other day that I just thought?
Oh, was this the Sancho and Kyle Walker thing? They must know each other from playing together at City when they've been together at City for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Which is obviously...
I hate Jermaine Jenas. I don't hate him. It was also unfair, like, but I dislike his commentary.
I've been doing much longer to that picture, Jay.
She got off the scene, bro.
How do you get out of that?
That's quite
scene?
Impressive. That's impressive.
Like, she's gone.
Nike, you need to sponsor her because she's got some wheels to get away from
Why
that.
Are you laughing at this, you loon?
I'm sorry. It's not nice. There's obviously a lot of people that train very hard who've had the competition ruined by her. But come on, man.
Jesus.
Like,
anyway, yeah.
How was your trip to the Tour de France, mate?
I've not been.
Did you get your sign on the telly? Don't ask.
I've got a bed. So I've just been like subjected to his commentary. And it's just.
I can't wait for Rio to bring him back here.
I know.
And you're like,
do you know why I know that's not
happening?
Are you
JJ?
Hey, so you see what Rio did on his vlog? Where he's like, hey, if you want to... So Rio's vlogging, Jermaine Genus is here like a little child. That's been like one of
Rio's the one vlogging, but Genus is the child.
42-year-old Rio Finn.
He goes, if you're watching and JJ's on commentary, he goes, fucking mute it, it's well better. Right? Which is mint. And all the comments are like, bah! Well, he gripped him afterwards and was like, I don't think that was very fair. And I think he told him to go fuck himself. So.
Do you know, I said something like that to Owen Hargreaves. So I was staying in a hotel.
It's horrible, you lot.
No, but it was a joke and we had a good laugh after and we had a chat. But it might have been Germany after the Wolfsburg game. When we lost Nick Powell for Matter. And I've walked into the hotel and downstairs in the bar was all the BT lot. Jay Comfrey's, Owen Hargreaves and all that. And I've gone over there and I'm chatting into them because Jay Comfrey's knew us. Started chatting to Owen Hargreaves. I don't know, he said something or something. The game was a bit... No, it weren't the Wolfsburg game. It was another game and he was going, the game was a bit boring, innit? And I was like, yeah, but I didn't have to listen to your commentary tonight. Yeah. he was like...
Did he not high-five you?
Fuck, he didn't high-five me. He was like, yeah, and then everyone around the table laughed.
You got to laugh along with
that,
haven't you?
Shit. And then after that,
high-five!
Like, I got a drink and we spoke for about 10, 15 minutes about United. The United medical team apologised to him when he left.
It's weird because Owen Hargreaves, he's another one who falls in that like the Paul Ince category. If people don't rate him because of what went on after he left United, he went to City and all that. But that one season where we had him, we won the lot, didn't we? Well, not the lot, but we won the Champions League and the Premier League. Can't fault him. He was mint as well, wasn't he?
He was really, really good. It's, you know, he didn't have an injury record. And then I think Fergie said a lot of his injuries was in his head, which may or may not be fair or true, you know.
Bit ass that. Is there another chat there?
Right, listening to you guys cooking dinner for the fam. Top quality content, lads. Thanks for the
cheers,
entertainment.
Cheers, Dave.
Thanks, Handley. Dave. Right, I think that's it. So yours is the woman from the Tour de France. I'll have. Do you know what? I'll give Jermaine Genus a break. I'll have Sam Matterface because
he's shitty.
He's trying to shoehorn into. At least Jermaine Genus's nonsense is natural.
How has he replaced
Sam Matterface? Is like scripted drivel.
How has he replaced Clive Tyersley? I'm seriously like. There's not even like, what box are you ticking there? Like, you haven't even ticked a box. Like, I don't even know what you've done this. Why have you degraded your channel? You haven't. I don't understand.
At least if it was if like he was, that, you could
you know,
say,
if he was in a wheelchair, if he was brown. I understand. Like, you've ticked the box. But like,
I understand.
I don't, what is this? Why? What has Clive Tyersley done, bro?
Tyersley, why do you keep calling him Clive Tyersley for starters?
For starters, it's Tills.
I call him what I want.
So let's get that out there.
If he was on ITV, I'd know his name.
I thought, why the fuck does he keep calling him that?
What's his name? Say it again.
Clive Tilsley.
What's space?
Oh.
What does that mean?
It means.
What does that mean?
What's your face?
It doesn't. It's going on BT Sport.
We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
He better be.
Social Podcast Network.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.